This week's Torah portion is called Ki Tetze, which means when you go out. It is a reference to going out to war, specifically the war of Israel against the Canaanites. A commentator suggests, however, that there is another kind of war which must be fought, and that is the internal struggle each one of us faces on a regular basis. Every human being is born with a Yetzer HaTov and a Yetzer HaRa, a good inclination urging one to choose good and wisely, and an evil inclination urging one to yield to his or her temptations. The Talmud tells us you should always incite your good inclination against your evil inclination. This task requires a tremendous amount of introspection, which is very difficult. It's very easy to make somebody else into a monster. It is hard to see, however, that you just might be on that same path. During this season of penitence, the days leading up to Rosh Hashanah, we are required to engage in Cheshbon HaNefesh. That means we must evaluate the measure of ourselves. We must take responsibility and express accountability. It is impossible to engage in any kind of introspection if you only see the other as your enemy. Essentially, if all you see are the transgressions of others, the unfairness, the injustice, the intolerance, the rudeness, the crudeness of others, if that's all you see, then you're likely blind to your own internal flaws. The great Baal Shem Tov, the master of the good name, founder of Hasidism, lived during the 18th century, teaches us that everything we see, whether good or bad, is really a reflection of ourselves. If it were not, we would simply not see it. When we take note of other people's characteristics, it is because we have those in ourselves. If we didn't have any element of it, we wouldn't recognize it. In other words, you are what you see, and you see what you are. While it is a noble task to attempt to change the world, we will fail miserably if we do not change ourselves first. Mahatma Gandhi once said, "Be the change you want to see in the world." In one of the banks here in Brooklyn, every bank teller and employee wears a tag on their shirts which say, "Respect starts with me." And I have noticed that those tags have set the tone for cordial relations between the bank employees and its customers. Teshuvah is the operative Hebrew word of this penitential season. It literally means return, but it is ultimately the act of reflecting on our own behavior and our own state of being. Rabbi Yitzchok Huttner of blessed memory taught that when you do teshuvah, it is so powerful, it is like ma'aseh bereshit. It is a recreation of the world. Everyone who engages in this process in the proper fashion has the opportunity to create a new world. May this be our blessing in the new year. I'm Rabbi Shlomo Siegel. Thank you very much for listening to Siegel's Sentiments.